In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. The scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We come, O Lord, with the dry bones of our broken hopes and disappointed dreams. Bind us up in Christ, that we may learn to pray with confidence, trusting in your mercy to supply us with all things needful to us and to our salvation. Almighty God, everlasting Father, you saw your people in their despair and raised them up to hope by placing your Spirit upon them. Join us together with the communion of saints in Christ, even though we must for a time stand apart. Raise us up from our weariness and grant us your Spirit, that we may be strong in faith, bold in witness, holy in life, and steadfast in hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O eternal Lord, your Son has given us the new birth of water and the Word, and planted faith in us, that we might be your own children. Bless your church. Supply her with able, fearless, and caring pastors to nurture us in your word. Raise up faithful fathers and mothers, grandparents, and all relatives and guardians who will teach and pray in your name in every household. Keep your church in your mercy, that she may believe without fear and love, without limit, even now. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of power and might, you hold in your hand all the might of man. Give to us good government and faithful leaders who will heed your word and pursue righteousness and justice. Bless and defend us against all destruction, especially from this deadly pandemic, and teach us to be patient and faithful citizens of this land, using ourselves and our resources wisely for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of healing, we pray that you protect, guide, strengthen, and encourage all our fellow citizens and citizens of all nations who serve others at this time of crisis of COVID-19. We bring before you all doctors, nurses, medical emergency teams, and staff members, all staff and administrations of medical and emergency agencies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All firefighters, all local, state, and federal law enforcement. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All military personnel, especially those now activated to assist in time of national health crisis. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All workers of essential services called upon to help others as public and private utility workers, all construction and maintenance workers, all manufacturing workers, all food production workers, all farming and animal care workers, food, drug, and other essential items and retail workers, all truck drivers and other distribution workers, all medical and health researchers, all human transportation workers, all counseling and social services workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O merciful Lord, your Son shed tears for Lazarus, whom he loved. Grant your compassion, patience, endurance to all who suffer illness, who are troubled in mind or whose time on earth is short. Bring healing and comfort to all who are ill. Spare us from death now, but also give us courage and comfort far stronger by your power over death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal God, you carry the grief of those who mourn and remember all who die in Christ. Give comfort to the grieving and peace to the dying, and give that same comfort and peace to us who live in the shadow and fear of death, that we would neither live nor grieve as people without hope, but trust in you at every hour. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O gracious God, you daily and richly grant us all things we need for this body and life. Bless our labors and grant us wisdom to use the fruits of those labors wisely and well, for the care of our families, for the poor and their needs, and for the support of your work and your church. Preserve us from fear and greed as we live and work alone, and turn us instead in love toward our neighbors, however distant. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O blessed Lord, your word continues to go forth and bear good fruit. Bless the missionaries planting churches near and far. Bless those churches with whom we partner in the worldwide work of the gospel. And bless the congregations now struggling to fulfill your bidding and do what you have called them to do in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord God Almighty, through your Son, you have kept the promise of the ages and rescued us from sin. You have raised up the dry bones of a people captive to death and made us alive in Christ forever. Sustain us in this hope, that we may endure the tests, trials, and troubles of this life, and be ready when our Savior comes again in his glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.